Episode number 1. Shalom, this is Rabbi Eliyahu Mitterhoff. I'm going to be starting out a new podcast, Classes in Talmud. We're going to start out with Gemara Kedushin, which discusses the ways that a woman is acquired for marriage. The Mishnah starts out like this. Aisha niknes b'shlosh drachim. A woman is acquired in 3 different ways. V'kone is atzma, and she acquires herself, b'shtrei drachim, in 2 different ways. Niknas, she's acquired through kesef, shtar, and bia. Kesef means currency, shtar means a document, and bia means when he lives with her, he can acquire his wife. The Mishnah continues and says, b'kesef, when it comes to currency, money, so b'shame omrim b'diner, that's a certain coin. Ubishavi dinner, also the equation of that coin, which could be anything. Ubishilo omrim b'pruta, which is a smaller amount. Ubishavi pruta, and anything that's worth a pruta can also be given to the woman in order to acquire her. V'kamehi b'pruta, how much is a pruta? Echad mishmoni isri italki, it's 1/8 of an isri italki, which is a coin which the Gemara is going to explain later. The Mishnah continues, V'kone es atzma, she acquires herself back, beget ubamisas abal, through a divorce document or when her husband passes away. She's now again free to the world and she can remarry. Hayivama, yivum is a case where a brother dies who's left childless and the other brothers have to marry her. Now, how do you acquire this yivama? Niknas, she goes in with bia by living with her, which means not kesef or shtar, not currency or document. You have to live with her. V'konis atzma b'chlitza. And she acquires herself when the brother rejects her by doing the act of chlitza. That's called taking off the shoe. So therefore he rejects her through that method. U'v'mises al yavam, which means if the brother would die, she's now free to the rest of the world. And now I'm going to go over the rashis on the Mishnah. The first rashi says like this, Ha'isha niknes, a woman is acquired. To who? To her baal. This is the way that a husband acquires a woman. B'shlosh drachim, in 3 different ways. K'deparash v'azim, we're going to explain later. Hai shalosh lashon nekevahu. This shalosh, in Hebrew, without the hay, we know that's feminine. So that's lashon nekevahu. V'gemara boy, amai tana lashon nekeva. Why did we say lashon nekeva when the rest of the Torah is, we know, in the masculine? Rashi continues, V'kone es atzma b'shtei drachim. And Rashi explains Garcinan. That's the way. That's the text that we have in our Gemara. V'kone es atzma, she acquires herself. L'hios b'rushus l'nasei echach l'acher. She acquires herself in the sense she is now free to marry somebody else. B'kesef u'shtar. Mefarish b'braiser v'gemara. The Gemara is going to explain later on Daf Hey Amud Beis. Nosein la b'kesef or b'shavik kesef v'amr la hari amukudeshesli. So basically what he does is he takes the money or he takes something that's worth money and he gives it to her and he says the words hari amukudeshesli. You're married to me through this method. Shtar. Kut v'la v'nir. He writes it on a document, on a piece of paper. V'afo pi she'en v'shavik prute. Even though it's not worth, the document itself is not worth a shavik prute, which means it has no financial value. Hariyat Mukadeshisli, she's still married through the words that are written in that document. Bia, he lives with her. Shabaleya, he comes when they're together, he says to her, I am now about to marry you through this act. Makulu Yalif Makra. All these 3 methods are learned through Pesukim, verses in the Torah. Time of the Beis Shammai, why does Beis Shammai hold a dinar? So Rashi explained later, we're going to explain in the Gemara why that's true. Pruta. What's a pruta? This small little coin. Shenachoshes. It happens to be of copper because it's the smallest coin that exists. Isri talki. It happens to be, it's 1/8 of an isri talki of an Italian coin of kesef. It's 1/8 of this silver coin with the mav shmoni prutot. And its value of shmoni pruta, of 8 of these prutot, equals 1 isri talki of kesef. A yivum niknas, a yivum is acquired to who? Liyavam, to this brother who's now going to do the mitzvah of yivum. B'biyah, a man acquires a chalitza through biyah. Rashi's going to explain, liyos ki ishto l'kod davar. When a man acquires his brother's wife, because his brother died childless, So she is his wife in every aspect. If he wants to divorce her later, he doesn't do chalitza like the original way he would have rejected her. Ela, but yet, he has to give her a divorce document because she's really his wife. Aval shtar bekesiv enma leba. But if he wants to acquire his brother's wife through a document or through kesiv, currency, that's not going to work. Min ha-Torah, from the Torah itself. Elma de Rabbanan. It's only going to work from the rabbis. Why? The tikun de mahani ba mamar. There's an idea of mamar that if you, one brother stands up, this is five brothers, one brother stands up and says, I want this woman. So he gets the din kadima. He's first and no one else can take her. Good. The amri of Yavamos. This is all explained in daf nun amen aleph of Yavamos. Aval enu gomer ba lihios yerusha v'matmala. But he's not this one who only did it through shtar, through a document, or through kesiv. He's not his. It's not his total wife. The raisa. It's only from the rabbis, and therefore, if she were to die at that point, he would not yorish her. He would not inherit from her. Not only that, he would not be forced, if he was a kohen, to matama himself to go into the graveyard for her, because it's not really his wife. He just grabbed her in the sense that he took her away from the other brothers. Also, lo lepotra min chalitza. If he would decide to not want her, he still has to give her chalitza. He didn't patur himself just by giving her kesef or giving her a document. El pasula al shar achiv. Only it rejects the rest of the brothers. So that was the Mishnah with Rashi. We're going to start out with the second Tosfos, but I just want to mention that the first Tosfos explains that the hay in the Mishnah is lav dafka, it says ha'isha niknas. Sometimes you have a hay which means specifically the woman, and sometimes you don't have the hay. It depends on the style of the Mishnah or the text that we're speaking about. Also, by the number, it says shlosh drachim. Sometimes you put the number before the maisa, what it's talking about, and sometimes you put the number afterwards, what it explained. The first Tosfos explains that these are all based on the style of the Tana, which means you cannot be exacting medakdek on them and start making inferences from the fact that it says the hay or says the number or doesn't say it. Okay, the second Tosfos on Daf 2b in Kedushin says like this, Beis Shammai Amrim Bediner, which means we know that Beis Shammai is saying to marry a woman, you have to have a greater amount. A dinar is worth more than a pruta. A pruta is the smallest coin, and Beis Shammai is saying you need much more. So the Tosfos brings a difficulty on Afagav L'chora Kasha. There appears to be a difficulty from a sect of Idios in Perek Dawid Mishnah Zayin. Idios is just Mishnayos. So there, Tanale Gabe Kula de Beis Shammai V'churma de Beis Hillel. Our Mishnah is brought down in the case of a Kula de Beis Shammai and the Chumra de Beis Hillel. Normally, most of the time, Beis Hillel goes easier than Beis Shammai. But this is a case where we see that Beis Hillel is more strict. Why? Because is this woman considered forbidden to the world or not forbidden to the world? According to Beis Hillel, we said that if you just give her a pruta and say, Hare Atma Kadoshesli, you're married to me with this pruta, she's married. According to Beis Shammai, she wouldn't be married. So we see that Beis Hillel is more strict. So this should be listed over there in the Mishnayos that list all the cases where Beis Hillel is stricter than Beis Shammai. So Tosfos' difficulty is, it says, Afagav, Lechora, there's a difficulty, the Kabla Kedushin Ma'acher, Hari Havi Beis Shammai Lechumra. If she would accept a Kedushin from a second man, from somebody else, so that would come out Beis Shammai Lechumra. I need to bring the Tosfos to Rush, who explains the case in more detail, because our Tosfos is a little bit cryptic. So he says, Afagav the im kibel kedushin ma'acher. Even though she accepted kedushin from another one, perish, diner, va'arishan pachut madiner. He got a diner from the second one, and from the first one she got less than a diner, just a pruta. V'meis arishan, and the first one died. Have a Beis Shammai l'chumra. So Tosfos' apparent contradiction is like this. If a man were to give a pruta to a woman, and then a second man were to give a dinar to a woman, and both of them said, Hari Atma Kadoshesli, and then the first man died, So according to Beis Hillel, she would not be married, which means we go to Kula. Why? Because since when the first man gave the pruta, she became married to the first man, when the second man gave her the dinner, it had no meaning. Now the first man died. Now she's free to the world, because that's the way that a woman acquires herself, by the husband dying. So you see that in not such a case, so you see that Beis Hillel would be Lekula. And Beis Shammai would be Lechumra. Beis Shammai would hold she is married to who? To the second guy. Why? Because since the first guy only gave her a pruta, it was not enough according to Beis Shammai. It's only the second guy that gave her the dinar, which made her married. Not that the first guy died. Anyway, the first guy had no meaning. So she's really married to the second guy. So Beis Shammai would be Lechumra. So why do we list over there in the Mishnayos that the case of a man marrying a woman is Lechumra according to Beis Hillel? If we have another case of a man marrying a woman, it could come out a Kula, like the normal way that Beis Hillel paskins. So Tosfos answers, no. This was not what was asked over here. In other words, if there was a question, how do you marry a woman? The simple answer is, according to Beis Hillel, you marry her with a pruta. According to Beis Shammai, you marry her with a dinner, which means that Beis Hillel is more strict. It all goes according to what the question was. So the simple Mishnah is just explaining how you marry a woman, and it really comes out that Beis Hillel is Lechumra, and that's why it's listed in the Mishnayos as a case of Beis Hillel being Lechumra. So now Tosfos brings a proof from this, from the Gemara in Yoma, Daf Pei Amud Beis, that says, Ki le'isha le'inyin og melech habashan. That's what the Tosfos says. You have to look at the Gemara over there to explain what that means. The answer to the Gemara over there was that we were speaking about og melech habashan. So the Gemara in Yoma says like this. There's a machlokis, an argument, Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, as to how much a person has to drink on Yom Kippur to be over Yom Kippur. So Beis Shammai holds a revius, that is a certain amount, 5 ounces, 9 ounces. And Beis Hillel holds a malilugma. So in general, a revius is more than a malilugma, which would come out that Beis Shammai holds you have to drink more on Yom Kippur to be over on Yom Kippur. And Beis Hillel holds you only have to have a malilugma, which means a cheekful, sticking out, a full cheek. But it's still less than revius. So the Gemara asks over there, Matkiv le Rabbi Oshia, im kain, habi le makula le Beis Shammai, chrum le Beis Hillel. You see the Beis Hillel is more strict. Why isn't this also listed in the Mishnayos and Yuma as a case of being more strict, Beis Hillel being more strict? So the Gemara answers, Amale, ki itshal v'og melek abashan itshil, v'havi le Beis Shammai l'chumra. The question, the original question, was a question of Og Melech Habashan by a giant. How much does this big, big, big person have to drink to be over Yom Kippur? So Beis Hillel held a Malilugma, and Beis Shammai held the Revius. But in the case, normally a Revius is a bigger amount. But in the case of Og Melech Habashan, since he was such a big guy, a Malilugma, a full cheek, was really a bigger amount. So it comes out that Beis Hillel is really going Lekula, because he holds on Yom Kippur, you have to drink more. This giant has to drink more than a revius. He has to have a malilugma. So that's why it's not listed. It happens to be that Beis Hillel also holds in a normal case, that a malilugma. And normally it is true that he is more strict, even by a normal person, because that's his pesach. His pesach is a malilugma. It doesn't matter whether you're Og Melech Habashan or not Og Melech Habashan, a giant or not a giant. But still, we don't list it in the Mishnayos because the original question that we asked was a question on Og Melech Habashan. And therefore, it's not listed in the Mishnayos. So to our Gemara. Our Gemara was asking, how is a woman married? So we said, Beis Hillel holds a pruta. And that's why it's listed as a chumra. We didn't ask the other case, which Tosfos brought as a lechora difficulty, which was, what about if she's married, two guys married her and the first guy died? We never asked by that case. So even in that case, it would come out to be a kula, according to Beis Hillel. But we didn't ask in that case. The Mishnayos and Yuma only list the things that when the original source came out to be a chumra to Beis Hillel. When the original question was a chumra to Beis Hillel, So then it's listed. But even though there's permutations of other cases where it would come out a Kuluta-based Hillel, and it's true, but it doesn't matter. It gets listed if the original source was a Chumrut-based Hillel. And that's why our Mishnah is listed, because we're asking in the simple case. And it really comes out that a pruta, if you give a woman to a pruta and you're married to her, so that comes out to be a chumrah of Beis Hillel. I hope you enjoyed this week's class, and next class will be on the next Tosfos in Kedusha.